At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. We have just experienced a modern example of this gospel with the arrival of our sisters. Friday, July 1st, as I mentioned, was a day of joy and celebration, a milestone for our parish. We don't know what's coming, but missionaries have been sent before the Lord, and we've received them. Jesus said, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." We did. We asked the master of the harvest to send out more laborers, and he responded. And the sisters heard him. And the master of the harvest has sent more laborers now to work among us. Thank you, sister. We are truly blessed. If you've met our new laborers, the sisters, you know the joy they spread. You guys know that I'm a widower, right? And that I have a grandson, and my grandson was with the sisters for a few minutes yesterday evening, and he came back to me after. He says, "Granddad, they're always happy." Joy is a vocation. It's also a decision. And it's not that we're lacking in joy, but you're going to find out, there's very little joy in the world to compare with the joy of a consecrated, faithful woman. Get ready. It's going to touch you. If it doesn't, then you got hearts of stone. They'll be saying to us, like the missionaries that Jesus sent out, this is going to be their message to us. Peace to this household. Peace and joy. They'll greet all of us as Jesus instructed his missionaries. The kingdom of God is at hand. That's what they're going to do. And when they say to us, peace to this household, we must be open. Take that stony heart and throw it out. He'll give us a heart of flesh, he promised. We ought to greet them when their message. Jesus says, whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of that town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Oh, I hope that never happens here. The convent has now been completely repaired. Every old pipe that was rusted was taken out. New ceilings, new roof, completely refurbished. We're still furnishing and finishing off the furnishings, but it's live-in ready, and they're living there now. Jesus said to his missionaries, stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. The sisters will stay here. They're ours permanently now, hopefully forever. We must continue to support them, for the laborer deserves his payment. There'll be a light of joy for us, hope of expectation of things to come for us and the entire diocese. Jesus told the missionaries, he says, I've observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I've given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, Jesus said, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Our prayer is that by receiving the sisters well as a community and collaborating with them, our names and theirs will be written in heaven. That's our hope. That's why they're here. Our parish has received a great blessing. They will remind us Jesus' words, "The kingdom of God is at hand for you." Now let's give thanks to God with this holy mass.